A word for you from Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach, crying out, "Repent," that is, change your mind for the better. Heartily amend your ways, with abhorrence of your past sins, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. These were some of the first words, let's call them Jesus' first words in his first sermons, and his call was repent. In the Amplified Bible, as we have read, it expounds it further, and it says to change your mind for the better. It then says to heartily amend your ways, and then abhorrence of past sins, and finally, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What a basic down-to-earth message to people from the God on high. It is a crying appeal to all men individually. Repent. Turn from the old way. Interesting that through repentance of our heart, our very minds change for the better. Heartily, it says, with earnestness and enthusiasm, amending our ways, turning from the old ways and the old life, a life and behavior change, an abhorrence for past sinfulness, and a turning away completely to a new life. Well, isn't this amazing? This was no complicated sermon that our Lord preached. It was to repent. The cry was, and that's what it says, he began to preach, crying out. He was begging, he was pleading with the people to change and to come back to God. And it's the same today. Jesus is still coming with that same message to each and every one of us. We need to repent. We need to change, and our mind has got to change. We've got to change our minds and heartily amend our ways. Let us do that, because indeed the kingdom of heaven is more at hand now than it has ever been.